I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week Summer section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, now here's a question. Can dogs fly? The organizers of the second annual Pawpalooza want it to look that way with some of the events they have planned this weekend. Tell us what this is about.
Well, this is billed as the Cape's biggest dog festival, and it's happening from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday, and then 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday at Dennis Yarmouth Regional High School in South Yarmouth. There's going to be a lot of activities going on, including agility shows from the Cape Cod Kennel Club, canine demonstrations, and the Doggy University tent that has seminars on caring for your dog. Then there's going to be Pup Casso art making, a kissing booth with dogs, toy making, and some play zones. But the big draws are going to be that flying thing. And they're going to be Mike Piazza and his high-flying frisbee dogs, plus dock dogs, which is a water sport where dogs jump from a platform into a 40-foot-long pool and are judged for their height, distance, and speed. And in Cape Week, we have gathered some pretty fun numbers associated with events. So if you want to know how far these dogs can jump or how many dog kisses are expected to be given out this weekend, check out our story in this week's magazine.
A lot of top musicians from many different genres perform on the Cape in the summer. This weekend is a good example of that.
For pretty much any type of music lover, there's a show somewhere on the Cape and Islands in the summer. And some of the highlights this week include on Friday night, the band Pink Martini with singer China Forbes is going to bring a multicultural mix of classical, jazz, and pop music to the Cape Cod Melody Tent in Hyannis. Then Sunday is a big day. They've got the Woods Hole Jazz Series presenting Svetlana and Delancey 5 at Highfield Hall and Gardens in Falmouth. Then Matt Jensen's Mix Up Reggae Jazz Concert is happening at Wellfleet Preservation Hall. And the Meeting House Chamber Music Festival is playing Mozart, Vivaldi, and more at the 1717 Meeting House in West Barnstable. If you're a Broadway fan, actress Alice Ripley, who won a Tony Award for Next to Normal, is going to perform and sit down with host and accompanist Seth Rudetsky at the Art House in Provincetown on Sunday night. Then Seth is going to come down to Cotuit Center for the Arts Monday night to do a program with the legendary Cheetah Rivera, who's famous for West Side Story, Chicago, and a lot more. And then Graham Nash of Crosby, Stills, and Nash fame is going to be playing Monday night at the Paramount Performing Arts Center in North Truro, and then Tuesday night at the Old Wailing Church in Edgartown.
If you're a fan of Greek food, the place to be this weekend is Centerville.
It is time again for the 35th annual Grecian Festival, and there's going to be baklava, spanakopita, and a lot more Greek favorites as a big part of lunch, dinner, or just dessert at the St. George Greek Orthodox Church in Centerville. And that's happening from 4 to 11 p.m. Friday, 11 a.m. to midnight on Saturday, and noon to 6 p.m. on Sunday. And if you wonder why it goes as long as midnight, the festival also includes Greek dancing, Greek music, a marketplace, and lots of activities.
And looking ahead, the Barnstable County Fair opens on Monday, so you might want to start planning now for what day you want to get over there.
This is such a big annual tradition, and it's at the Cape Cod Fairgrounds again in East Falmouth, and it will start on Monday and then be open through the next Sunday. All the old favorites are going to be there, the midway rides, the games, animals to look at or ride or pet. They've got different kinds of music, including BJ Thomas, plus American Idol alum Bo Bice is now heading up Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Didn't know that. There are a few new things to check out, including a new Wildcat roller coaster from Italy, and they've got a demolition derby with power wheels for kids that are just 4 to 9 because the bigger demolition derby has been so popular.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week Summer Magazine in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.